Hey, this is Chelsea Dupre, host of CJ and Sell. Thanks for listening to the following podcast on Public House Media.
This is Liz Colburn, host of The Morning Uplift here on Public House Media. Thanks for listening to the following broadcast on Public House Media. Once you are done with this episode, I hope you'll come back and check out my show, The Morning Uplift, where we talk about finding your beauty in the journey. A new show comes out twice a month on the first and third Mondays. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes so you never miss an episode of The Morning Uplift. Thank you again for checking out the following broadcast on Public House Media. What is up, Rewritten crew? It's Julianne Condia, your host of Rewritten. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. I hope that you are finding yourself to have a really great week. I think in order to have a great week, we have to have a great mindset. And there are things that happen in our week that are hard, that can be painful. I just think those moments teach us, and they are really great lessons to learn and grow from. But there are so many beautiful blessings, and we just have to acknowledge them. We have to appreciate them. And those kind of thoughts just bring peace, and they bring harmony. They bring happiness and joy. Something I want to talk to you about is joy. Are you finding yourself in a season of not having a lot of joy in your life? And I just think about a couple of weeks ago, I was really struggling, and I don't know if it was the gray sky and the rain or pregnancy hormones or what, but I was in a major funk and kind of freaked me out. It made me uneasy. I didn't really like feeling that way of wanting to isolate myself, wanting to shut out other people, wanting to just be alone in my own thoughts. And my thoughts were toxic. They weren't making me work through it. And that was a really scary place to be. And so first and foremost, if you find yourself in a season of not a lot of joy, I've been there, and it's hard. And I think bringing awareness to it is really important. Talking about it is really important. And that is what I chose to do when I found myself in that situation. Was the next day I reached out to a close family member and a really close trusted friend, and Eric. And so just being able to share my fears with feeling that way and just feeling that way and allowing myself to feel. And one of my close friends said, I'm just glad you're allowing yourself to feel it and not ignore it, not suppress it, and just be there and know that it's normal. It's normal to go through funks like that. It's normal to feel that way sometimes. And I don't know, I am just that person who wants to avoid that because it just doesn't feel good. But at the same time, avoidance won't solve it. So I'm a daily work in progress, and I just want to share my story in order to help you, to connect you to what is working for me. And always take things with a grain of salt, but I think when we lack joy and passion, there are ways to work through it. A big thing is acknowledging it, and I think if it's specifically with a passion you're pursuing and you're just not finding love in it anymore, I think there's a way to get that reignited. Maybe you're not feeling joy in your current relationship, maybe a friendship or whatever it may be. I really do believe that you can work through this and become better because of it. And, you know, specifically with what I do and the business that I have, it's really a lot of vital behaviors that are the same every single day. And doing the same thing every single day can be boring, or you can find a way to find joy in it. And for me, over the last almost 5 years, I've had to get creative and I've had to really work through not getting in funks with what I'm doing and still continuing to show up. And that might even be with a workout program that you're doing or certain meals that you're eating, you know, just really finding the joy in taking care of yourself and again, pursuing your passion, because it's not always gonna be rainbows and butterflies. It's not always gonna be wonderful. And I really do believe those moments are going to make you better at what you're doing. If you just hear me out on that versus running away and not working through it. So for me, in my business, it is easy to lose joy when you're not connecting it to a deeper why or finding the fun or just acknowledging the accomplishments and acknowledging the growth. It's really important as you find joy to do that. And I was actually listening to, I know I refer to my church a lot, but it is so good. It is so good. And my pastor was talking about how in life, our accomplishments are never going to be enough. Like, they're never going to be enough. That's just humanity. That is because no matter what we do, that's not what gets us into heaven. You know, it's not about good works. It's not about working hard to get there. Like, it just doesn't work that way. It's based by grace. And my pastor was talking about it where, you know, sometimes when you see someone doing less than you, it's easier to feel better about yourself. But then 2 seconds later, you're going to see someone doing better than you, and then you're going to feel defeated. Like, we're going to feel defeat. We're going to feel accomplishment. And those two feelings are going to humble us and teach us something, you know? And I remember that and just think on that and just think, oh, yep, it's normal to not always feel accomplished, or to feel accomplished 1 second and then feel completely defeated the next. So basically what I'm saying, friend, is that you're experiencing humanity. You're experiencing life. That's just normal to feel in a funk or to feel no joy. But for me to get my joy back in what I'm doing and the process, I always remind myself of why. Why did I start this in the first place? Why did I want to do this? And why does it matter? Why does it matter to me? Why do I want to continue to work through this? And then I think about that. And then I start to reflect on, what are all the things I love about this? Like, what are some really awesome things that have happened because of this? So if I'm thinking of my business and I'm thinking about what has come of this, I think about first the friendship, all of the amazing people that I've been able to meet because of my business, that if I wouldn't have said yes to this opportunity, I wouldn't know the people that I surround myself the most with. And I am so grateful for that. I also think about how not only have I gotten in the best shape in so many different aspects. That doesn't mean life isn't hard. I always share that. It means it's just better. It's better than it was 5 years ago. And I'm grateful for that. I don't dread aging because I feel like I get better with age. You know, my mindset, even my body, just my thinking and my heart. I just am grateful for each year. I've just gotten better. But what's cool about that, what brings me joy about that, is that it's not just me. I can name off hundreds of people that have the same experience, that have gotten in the best shape of their lives, that think better, they're less insecure, they feel more fulfilled, they have more purpose and passion. And that brings me a lot of joy to think about that, of thinking of other people's testimonials, to think about their stories, to think about, sometimes we just make so many things about ourselves and how we're in a funk and life is hard for us, but I just think about other people and the joy that they have, and that inspires me. I really do believe that when you're lacking joy, you can work through it when you're focusing on the right things. So I make the list of accomplishments or things that have happened and moments that brought me such happiness and fulfillment, and just even the moments that I failed and worked through it. That puts a smile on my face. Like, so grateful that I didn't quit and throw in the towel and give up, that I just even think about quitting my job at the age of 26. I look back at that and just think, wow, that was so brave. You did that. You took that leap. That's incredible, because you saw such a vision and you knew what this could do for you. I think about taking the leap to move across the country and leaving a city we loved that was full of friends, our closest friends. It's easy to leave a place you don't like. It's really hard to leave a place you love. And we left a place we loved. We loved it so much. And we just took the leap. We knew that we were called there, and we knew that it would develop us and we could always come back if it didn't work out, right? And then we moved across the country. And I just think about, we got Wyatt, our dog. That brings me so much joy. If we wouldn't have taken that leap, we wouldn't have gotten Wyatt. I think of the blessings. I think about the growth that has happened. I think about how we worked through insane homesickness to where I think I cried every day. I think about the moment I found out I had a miscarriage and the devastation that felt, but how many people I got to connect with because of that heartbreak, where some of those people are my closest friends, that it taught me a lot of empathy and love and just life. And that brings me more joy to think about that, of wow, like, you survived that. You can survive this. Friend, lacking joy is not fun, but being honest about it and being truthful about it is everything. And just listing off the hard times that you survived and thinking on the things that have come into your life since pursuing whatever it is that you're pursuing. And maybe you've gotten off track. Maybe you feel in a funk because you're out of whack with your health or just a routine that you know sets you up for success. Maybe you find yourself watching more TV or watching things that are filling your brain with negativity. It just takes a decision. It takes an action. And it's going to be hard because it's easier to numb. It's easier to crawl in a corner. It is. It's easier, but it's detrimental. It's not going to help you. What will help you is you acknowledging it, working through it, and understanding that this is just a part of your story and that you've survived other hard things before. So my heart is reaching out to you, my friend. If you find yourself in an uneasy season, but it's life, and just know you can get through it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of Rewritten. I appreciate you. I'm grateful for you. If you can screenshot this, upload it to your Instagram, tag me, share this with a friend, I would be so incredibly grateful. All right, until next week.